this half hour. Music from Iran with our culture ambassador from RNZ Concert, Sharam Aryam. And tonight, Sharam's chosen pieces of music which feature Western instruments and actually, I guess, the influence of Western music in general, starting with this number for orchestra. That was a piece of music called Reng e Dashti. It was Sharam Aryan's first choice in another chapter in our occasional series of him, Sharam being from RNZ Concert, of music from his home country, Iran. Kia ora, Sharam. Welcome back to Nights.
Kia ora, Brian.
Reng e Dashti. Well, that sounded in some ways familiar because I could recognise some of the instruments that you might find in your traditional Western classical music orchestra, but yes. But the harmonies and those old quarter tones, I reckon they're still sneaking in there. What were we listening to then?
We were listening to the first set of the orchestrated composition, Persian composition pieces. I'm going to take you a little bit back because we talk about, you know, Persian music. We played lots of music in, you know,
and a lot of Persian instruments as well.
That's right, yeah. But And we know that Persian music is modal, it's got a microtone, and always been questioned that how this Western instrument, and especially orchestration, will work with the Persian music. I'm going to take you back to in how the Western instruments introduced to Iran and how the idea of the Western music. In mid-19th century, in Qajar dynasty, the king Nasruddin Shah is traveling to Europe many times, you know, and he goes to France, and of course the military band play the march, you know, because the king is coming to the country, and he gets fascinated. It's first time he hears the Western music with, you know, that big band playing the marches and with the brass section, woodwind, and he is so fascinated. He came back home and asked the authority that we want that music, we want in our military, because we don't have that time. We don't have the Western music. We don't have the Western even instrument or
don't have
orchestra.
The trumpets or all the big drums.
None of
or
them.
Whatever.
The Persian music is very limited. We have a, you know, few traditional instrument like tar and sitar, and the music is not really that time so well known in the country. It's not. There is no concert. There's nothing. You know.
Well, is it also because the music is often written for a more intimate situation? It's not written for a military march. It's written for maybe somebody's courtyard or something like that.
That's right. But there is no. I mean, there wasn't opportunity for the musician. There wasn't any school of music. There wasn't something that, you know. There was no structural system for our music. And then he asked the authority to bring some musicians from Europe to bring the Western instruments and teach, the, especially military, how to learn the Western music. Which the first musician was a French composer and musician, Alfred Jean-Baptiste Lemaire. He came to Iran in 1968. He was the first notable musician who...
Sorry, that was 1968 or 1868?
Sorry, 1868.
I was thinking, yeah.
Oh, sorry, 1860. Did I say 1968?
You did, but never mind. Okay. That's what I'm here 18, for.
No, that's true. 1868, 19th century. And then he brought lots of instruments, Western instruments, because we didn't have any, and he started teaching the Western music notation, how to, you know, write the notes, writing the notation, and all those theories, but in military, and teaching people how to play the Western music.
You know, there's something slightly ironic about this, because if my knowledge of music history is right, and the history of some of the instruments, particularly the brass instruments, is that they came to Europe, a lot of them from Turkey. They were Ottoman instruments. And things like the trumpets and some of those military instruments were really, that sound was as much Ottoman as it was Western. And I'm interested that, that it wasn't the Ottomans that introduced this stuff to Persia. Maybe the Persians and the Ottomans were such bitter rivals that they didn't want anything to do with each other's culture.
Probably not, maybe. I mean, in general, music wasn't so, you know, it wasn't something that people said, okay, we're going to bring the instruments, or music was kind of very limited. We didn't have anything, anyway, we didn't know how to, I mean, the musician didn't know how to write the music, how, and all the music we had by that time was just a few musicians. They knew all the classical Persian music. They just could play it, but there was nothing written music structure.
Not like our Western tradition.
No, not like
generally
our Western
tradition. It was mostly written down.
That's right, yeah. But this didn't change the way of the composing Persian music or putting Persian music into the harmony of the Western music. Right. That wasn't the time, because Lemaire just did... Western music theory and, you know, notation things, and all the pieces were making like marches and things for the military. It still sounds Western.
But that composer that we just heard then, is it Vaziri? Is that how you
Vaziri? Yes, that's correct.
And did he come out of one of the music academies that was set up following your Shah in the 1800s, saying we must learn this Western style of military music?
That's right. He was a military guy as well. He was a colonel of the that time of the military. But he was a musician himself. He was a great tar player, and he knew the Persian classical music very well. And he decided to go to Europe to learn the Western music. He went to France. And he studied composition and orchestration, arrangement, all the, you know, Western music, theory of the Western music. And after that, he went a few more years to Germany, to Berlin, to learn more, because he had a idea, he had a vision. He wanted to open the first school of music in Iran.
And did he succeed in that vision?
Yes, he did.
Was that orchestra the result of that school?
Yes.
That we heard?
Yes.
What was it, the radio orchestra?
Yes.
Right.
And that was actually...
Whose radio, by the way? What, the Iranian radio or the Persian
orchestra? Yes, well, we had a few different orchestras. We had Tehran Orchestra. Radio Orchestra was the orchestra usually play for the radio and for the Golha program. If you remember, we talked about the Golha, the fine Persian music,
yeah.
They, you know. And then that was orchestra, usually for the radio, you know, the recording pieces in for the radio. And they called it radio orchestra as well. And we had Farabi Orchestra, different orchestra, but all started with Vaziri. Vaziri was the guy who innovated all these things.
We should listen to another piece by Vaziri, because I see you've got a couple more there on your list. We might not have time for both of them. Which one do you want? Do you want to play the Caravan or Midnight?
Yes. We go with Caravan.
Caravan. Let's have a listen now. The radio orchestra again. ¶¶ music of Colonel Vaziri and a piece called Caravan, the radio orchestra of somewhere in Persia/Iran back in, I'm guessing that recording was made between the wars in the 30s or 40s or maybe after the 50s, possibly.
I think so, yeah, probably around that time.
And again, so this is these are Western instruments that I'm hearing. I'm hearing a piano, I'm hearing strings, I'm hearing a flute, a bassoon, and an oboe. But is there a particular scale? But this is, he's still hearing, I couldn't hear the quarter tones, and we'll talk a bit more about them in a moment. But there was definitely something about the harmony that wasn't entirely Western. Is it a certain scale that he's playing the music in here?
Yes, Brian. Putting the Persian music, which has got microtone on it, and their modal, you can't put the harmony if you want to use the exact microtone of those notes or those interval. Vaziri created the 24 notes. He divided, well, in Western music we have tone and semitone.
So most listeners, the smallest musical tone difference between notes that most Westerners can hear and perform is the semitone. The la, 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 la. Ask us to sing in between that note. We go, la, we can't do it. Can you do a quarter tone? Can you sing a quarter tone?
not today.
I'm sorry, Sharam. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but yeah.
That's all right.
We know. We know what you, anyway, that was just a little demonstration.
He
24 different quarter tone scales.
Yes, he divided the notes to semitones to exactly equal temperament of the half of the semitone as well the quarter. To get the quarter notes, then they can harmonize the Persian music with the Western orchestration.
That actually sounded, in terms of the harmony, a bit more Western than the first one we played, Ringi Dashti. But is Dashti the name of a certain mode?
That's right.
And when we say mode, Sharam, what we're saying is that, you know, your typical Western scale is a la da 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 da. And that's what you call a scale. Now, the mode is a bit like a scale, but it might be different. It might la da 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 da. Might be a different. And you play all the notes, only play the notes in that scale.
Yep, that's true.
To make your piece.
Yes, that's true.
And that's Dashti's an example of a Persian mode.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is one of the reasons why harmonically those two pieces felt quite similar.
Yes.
But different.
But different. That's true. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, I got the real sense of a caravan. I thought I could hear the camels plodding along. If that's what I was meant to hear, that's what I was hearing.
Yes. Actually, the caravan is a big piece. We just played the excerpt, and the mood will change as well. But yeah, you're absolutely right, Brian.
Now, moving on from Vaziri. We've got other composers who also took on the Western tradition. Who's the next person you want to share music off with?
Yes, well, you know, just before we start that piece, I'm going to say that, you know, because all the music we have today is because of result of they started from Vaziri and his student, because he didn't have many teachers when he opened the school of music. And he was just teaching himself, and few of his students, his pupil, they become this teacher as well, the good students, they start teaching, and their pupil as well start, and this is how the music in Iran grew up, and all we have, even our pop music, all the different genres is based on these school of music. They taught lots of students, and they become very influential in Persian music
in all kinds of music, not just classical music.
Not just classical, even the pop music, jazz music, any different. These people trained. That was the first time the musician learned how to, how to compose, how to write down the music and make it orchestration or make it give the harmony anyway. Yeah, and this Khalidi, the next piece is, he was one of the students of Vaziri,
Khalidi.
Actually. Khalidi, yeah. He was very, one of the students of Vaziri, and he also followed the step of the Vaziri in Persian music, in same kind of a style of the orchestration. And he composed many, many pieces.
This is not just an orchestral piece, though, is it, that you've chosen for us? This is a song.
No, this is a song. And actually, this song is by two singers, one female singer and one male singer. And there was a time also the singers, the Persian, you know, the Persian traditional singer was, they tried different style of singing because they wanted to, they didn't want that traditional singing come up with the orchestration. They wanted to have some style of, you know, in Western music, we have tenor, we have baritone and those vocals and singing the intervals, all those kind of things. They wanted to find the singers to sing in that particular way.
Here's the, it's called The Wind on the Mulian River.
Yes.
Music by Khaledi. I don't think I said that right, but it was The Wind on the Mulian River, or Boye Joye Mulian. Banan on vocals, the male vocal. Mazdea was the female vocal. The Golha Orchestra, conducted by, remind us of the name of the composer, because you say it better
Khaledi.
Than me. Khaledi. That was better. now, I was listening to that and I was thinking, okay, with the vocalists, you can hear a bit of those quarter tones coming back in. But there's one thing that struck me about this, and it's interesting after you talked about how much this formed the bedrock to all kinds of music that came out of Iran in maybe the first, three quarters of the 20th century. And it's okay, people like Vasily adopted the Western way of doing things, but you already had a tradition thousands of years old, which was... In some ways, much if I compare this music with some of the dexterous and subtle and brilliant music that you play with us, that's strictly in the Iranian tradition, Persian tradition, with this, you could argue that this sounds a bit clumsy. You've taken on the Western thing and you're doing okay, but there was all that magical Persian stuff. I mean, do you think that this it was a little bit lost in embracing Western stuff so much?
Well, the traditional musician that time, they didn't like probably this style, especially what Vasily did by dividing the semitone to the quarter tone, because it still is not close that to that microtone. You're right. It somehow some bits are missed, but we are talking about, you know, the time that music. The Khaleghi that we played, the composer who is in his time was one of the great composers of the time, his father didn't want him to study music. Music wasn't really in the society. The people didn't have a good view of the music. They thought music is not it wasn't accepted, you know. I think,
regardless of whether it was this, this Western-influenced stuff or the traditional Persian classical stuff.
Persian traditional, Persian classical, that time was just few musicians, great musicians would play, but they play in some occasions for some events. But and there are some Persian musicians, they call them motreb, which they go and, like gypsies, you know, they go and play for the money to earn money. People didn't, you know, the music wasn't been viewed as a value, something as art. The music always in the society, even the female couldn't sing. The female, the first singer who sang in the public in the beginning of the 20th century, it was lots of criticism. Why she's singing in the public?
You've got another folk song by Khaledi. To share with us. This is Rami Yani. Is this sung by a female or male?
No, that's actually is just the orchestration.
It's just an orchestration,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
But that's a folk song because also all the folk songs got chance to be orchestrated as well. You know, we are talking about the monophony and polyphony. Persian music is monophony, always been monophony. We didn't have the harmony. But with the Western, introducing the Western music, and in instruments, we could have that harmony as well in our Persian pieces.
Now, the thing about Rami Yani Sharom, and that's an arrangement of a folk song by Khaledi, or Haragi, we're working on it, is that I could hear both Western and what I assume were Persian instruments in there. It wasn't only Western instruments.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting that I was listening to lately Karen on Friday, last Friday, and she was talking with Finn Johansson, who comes in and shares new music. He's a young, funky type. And he found something from Tehran, contemporary music on the NOM NOM label. I'm not sure how you say this. Sayrash Molianian and Kazar Faridi. And it was a mixture of traditional and Western instruments. But it sounded very much like they had completely assimilated the Western stuff and were now putting out something which was completely their own. Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't heard of them, but it's been tried by different groups as well. No, actually, the Waziri system didn't. I mean, it's not practicing nowadays. It was just that time.
Because thinking that these days, wouldn't Western instruments be frowned upon by the Iranian revolutionary types?
Probably, yes. Yeah, but we have orchestra at the moment, but it's not really, you know, been looked after.
Which brings me to your final piece, which is something which Iranians, expat Iranians, really respond to. Tell me about this, Sharam.
Yes, actually this piece probably composed after Second World War.
Haligi?
Haligi composed this piece. It wasn't very popular at that time, but it became very popular recently, in after the revolution, because the Iranian moved, you know, abroad. Lots of Iranian, you know, went left the country, and they occasion, any celebration like our New Year or something, instead of playing the national anthem, Iranian national anthem, they play this piece. And they accepted this piece as Iranian national anthem. Anywhere in, not in Iran, but overseas, they play this piece as our national anthem. Then they accepted this one. It's very popular. Probably millions of Iranians heard this piece and they respect it because it's about Iranian, it's about our identity, it's about Iran as well.
Sharam, thank you so much for coming back and sharing some of the wonderful music from your country with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Sharam. And here's to go out with Iran. Iran, music by the composer Haraghi, conducted by the composer, the Golha Orchestra, and the singer was Gholam Hossein Banan. Sharam Aryan has more music from Iran in about 2.5 months from now.